Here in the Chapel of Christ the Healer at Cork University Hospital, we have been journeying these past 5 weeks of Lent looking for green shoots, new life in the wilderness. Today we are brought to the very depths of that wilderness where the very worst happens. It is the driest and toughest place. It's the place where things aren't just tough, but they've gone beyond repair. We are in the valley of death, where the stench of lifelessness is all around, and where nothing can grow and there are no signs of life. Things can't get any worse than this. We have hit the wall. There's nothing more to do now than to give up and to throw in the towel. Death has won. This is a depressing picture, and yet for so many of us, this is what it is like when we live with illness and struggle. It is the reality for so many, weighed down with what seems like the unbearable and crushing burden of illness. Indeed, it is the daily grind of all who are crippled with financial burden and worry. In this place, like the Valley of Bones from our first reading today from Ezekiel, we feel we have no fight left within us and we want to give up. We can be in a painful place, and yet, even as at this very moment, the sounds of the world go by. Our psalm today, Psalm 130, says this so honestly. And with the psalmist, we want to scream out to God, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Where are you? I need you." Mary and Martha in our Gospel cry out to Jesus to come to the aid of their brother Lazarus, who has died. Death is all around. There are no easy answers, and there are no green shoots here. When we are in this place of despair and suffering, and you may even be there today, it is very scary, it is frightening. We can feel so alone and abandoned. Yet even in this tough place, God comes to call us to new life. He comes to breathe new life into the death that is all around us. God comes into the midst of our pain, our mess, our chaos, our darkness, and walks beside us. Today, as we start into the last fortnight of Lent, what is there in your life that has died and needs to be brought to life again? Is there anything in your relationships, in your friendships, that has died and needs to be brought to life? It could be the gift of love, of fun, of friendship, of tenderness, of trust, of hope. Today, if you are in that dry place, God longs to come near to you. God is searching for you, seeking you out amidst the bones and barrenness of pain and confusion, and will find you if you wish to be found. Like Lazarus, he calls you to come out of that place, to come out of the tomb and leave behind all those things that cause death, and to live. Slowly, slowly, we can see green shoots starting to emerge amongst the cracks in the stones. Out of the depths, we cry to you, O Lord. Come and allow us to be found by you, and give us your life, your healing, and your hope.